So our next presentation is by Leonardo Bastos, and he will be discussing urease inhibitors' effect on ammonia volatilization and corn grain yield.
Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Leonardo Bastos. I'm a PhD student at University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and I'll be talking to you a little bit about my first year of PhD studies with urease inhibitors' effect on ammonia volatilization and corn grain yield. So why is, let's first take a look at ammonia volatilization, why it's a problem and why we're looking at it. To understand that, we really need to see two different reactions. First is urea hydrolysis, and the other one is ammonium equilibrium. So for urea hydrolysis, urea reacts with water, and the result is a mixture of ammonia, ammonium, and bicarbonate. And this reaction needs water and needs an enzyme called urease. And when this reaction is happening very rapidly, the pH around that urea granule can be very alkaline, around 8. And that's very important when we come to the ammonium equilibrium reaction, because that reaction is mainly driven by pH. And so high pH would favor ammonia formation, and ammonia can be lost through volatilization. So taking that into account, what type of conditions would be conducive to losses? So those would be when we use urea-containing fertilizers, and then especially when we apply on the surface. That's because that way the fertilizer is in more contact with the atmosphere, and so that loss can be promoted more easily. And also when we have residue covers like no-till fields, and that's because on plant residue, the concentration of urease enzyme is about 10 times higher than in soil. But then the lack of incorporation is a big player in this as well. And that's because even if we have urea fertilizer and we apply on the surface, even if we have residue, if we have incorporation either by tillage or rainfall, the chances of losses will be highly reduced. So, why is this a problem in the first place? Well, ammonia losses can represent up to 50% of the applied fertilizer. So it can be a very important portion of what we're applying to our crops. And because of that, it's one of the causes for low nitrogen use efficiency in croplands. And when we see those high loss scenarios, that will probably have a negative impact on grain yield and ultimately drive profit loss. So there are many strategies that one can take to reduce ammonia volatilization losses, and one of them is to use urease inhibitors. So let's see how they work. So when we apply urea and it reacts with urease in the soil, we have this rapid formation of ammonium and this rapid buildup of ammonium around the reaction site. So when we have a urease inhibitor that occupies the reaction site on the urease enzyme, that urea would be occupying. And so that way, the speed of this reaction is going to be reduced, and less urease would be reacting with urea to form ammonium. So with that, the pH increase around that granule is going to be slower. Because of that, we'll have more time for an incorporation event to happen before we really see high losses. And we have more time for plant uptake. So with that, the objectives of this study were to assess the impact of urease inhibitors on ammonia volatilization losses from urea ammonium nitrate solution surface applied on no-till corn under two different environments, and also to assess the impact of those urease inhibitors in corn grain yield in those same two environments. To do that, we conducted two different studies. The first one was in Clay Center, Nebraska. It was a no-till corn irrigated field in 2014. It was a seal loam, and I just want to highlight this because it's going to be important to have this in our mind when looking at the results. And had a pH of 6.6, organic matter 3.6%, and CEC of 14. The second study was in Central City, Nebraska. It was a no-till irrigated corn as well, but now in 2015. It was conducted on a sandy loam soil, so a different soil characteristic. With a pH of 7.2, organic matter 1.1%, and CEC of 7. So for both of these studies, the nitrogen fertilizer source used was urea ammonium nitrate solution and was broadcast right after corn planting. And we had different types of additives as inhibitors that we used. The first one was Lemus, which has two different types of urease inhibitors, NBPT and NPPT. The second one was Agritain Ultra, has one type of urease inhibitor, NBPT. And the third type was Agritain Plus, which has a urease inhibitor, MBPT, and a nitrification inhibitor, DCD. Both studies were randomized complete block designs with four blocks, and they were analyzed individually. And stats were performed in R, and pairwise comparisons were performed with using Fisher's least significant difference at alpha 0.05. To measure ammonia volatilization, we have these foam traps where we added a 35 milliliter solution of phosphoric acid and glycerol. And then right after fertilizer application in the field, we installed these chambers where we placed those foams inside. And we secured that chamber with shower cap and rubber band so we wouldn't see any water exchange between the chamber and the outside. So those traps were exchanged at days 5, 10, 15, 20, and 30 after fertilizer application. And we analyzed those foam traps for ammonium concentration. And I just want to call our attention here to the chamber environment. So because this is a closed chamber, the losses that we see, the lossless results we're going to see are not directly related to the losses that the whole plot was actually seeing. Because since there was no water coming in or out from this chamber, that would definitely impact on the loss results within the chamber and what the plot was seeing. So for our first study, the SEAL 1 in 2014, we had 8 treatments. So we had different combinations of nitrogen rate, and we calculated the 100% N rate based on the UNL recommendation formula. And then from there, we had 80 and 60% of that 100% rate. And we had different combinations of inhibitors. So in this study, we used either Lemus, Agritain, or Agritain Ultra, or no inhibitor. And all treatments were applied at planting. And these treatments here that have been highlighted are the ones that we measured ammonia. So the weather data for this site here, I just want to show you what's going on here. So the red dashed line is where when we planted and applied fertilizer, and then the green line graph is the mean temperature that we observed, and the bar chart is the black bars are precipitation, and the blue bar is irrigation. You can see that on your left y-axis. And so I just want to call attention here to how that precipitation or water input was around when we applied that fertilizer, and we'll come back to this in more detail later. So this is the cumulative ammonia losses that we observed, and this is from day 0 to 30 after we applied that fertilizer. And we observed that the only treatment that reduced losses compared to the no additive treatment was the one with Lemus that significantly reduced, and that difference was about 4.8 kilograms of N per hectare. Now coming to grain yield on that side, and this is in megagrams per hectare, and we only have letters here where we had statistical differences, and I just want to call attention here to that those first 10 days after we applied fertilizer. So we saw that for about 6 days we didn't see any precipitation event, and then on the sixth day we had enough water that would incorporate that fertilizer into the soil. However, we did not see any differences between no additive and Lemus in yield, and very surprisingly, Argentine Ultra decreased that yield, and we don't really know what was going on there. For the sandy loam site in 2015, we have more treatments here. They follow the same pattern as before, just that now we had some treatments that are split application, and most of them were applied all at planting. And also here we have Agritain Ultra, which we did not have in the previous study. And the treatments highlighted here are the ones that we measured ammonia losses in. So when we look at the weather data here, is the same type of chart. And the only difference is that now we have these two red arrows representing where when we applied for the treatments that had split application, that was the timing that we applied. And we can see that every time we applied fertilizer, it was a very wet condition. And I want to call attention here especially to the number of irrigation events on this site. We had lots of irrigation events and volume happening at this site. So when we come to the cumulative losses, we see that at our highest rate, Lima's decreased the losses compared to no additive, and that difference was about 7.4 kilograms of N per hectare. And when we come to the 80% nitrogen rate, we see that both Lima's and Agrotrain Ultra also significantly reduced the loss compared to the no additive. And this difference was about 7.7 kilograms of N per hectare. And Agrotrain Plus reduced, but not statistically significantly, from the no additive. We believe that this has something to do with the nitrification inhibitor that treatment also has. When we come to the grain yield data for that site, well, I want to show you that 10-day window after we applied the fertilizer. So we had small amounts of precipitation following that planting fertilizer application. And we would imagine that since it's such small volumes, that it could be actually driving more losses than really making any good. But we really did not see that in this site. And so those two treatments up there that we were seeing as higher yields are the ones where we did a split application. And everything else, from no additive to some type of additive, all applied at planting, were not different from the no additive treatment. And we believe that, so this is a standalone site, and as we saw before, we had lots of precipitation, lots of irrigation events happening. We believe that, after all, ammonia volatilization was not the main loss here. We believe that nitrogen leaching played a more important role in this environment. So to wrap up my conclusions, urease inhibitor did decrease ammonia losses in both studies. That reduction ranged from 21 to 43%. Urease inhibitor did not have a positive effect on grain yield under the Seal-Lum study, and we believe that that's probably because of favorable environmental conditions. So rainfall timing wasn't great, but it wasn't as bad that would cause higher losses. And also, this soil has a higher organic matter content, and for some studies, it ends up becoming not responsive to nitrogen treatments. And the urease inhibitor had mixed results on the grain yield for the sandy loam study, where the only practice that really worked out to improve yield was split application. And as we talked before, we believe that this is probably due to higher nitrate losses, which we did not measure. This research was partially funded by BASF, and with that, I'll take any questions if you may have. So the question is about the chamber environment, if we were able to exclude water coming into the chamber. And yeah, so there was no precipitation water coming into the chamber. So yeah, that's why we cannot directly relate those losses to what the plot was seeing, which was driving grain yield. Yes?
Based on your results, now recommend use of the urease inhibitor in these conditions for this type of cropping system?
Well, I want to talk about the two separate environments we had. For that seal loam site, let me step back a little bit and say, if you have an environment where you have irrigation and you can manage the irrigation, if you're applying fertilizer on the surface, I believe you wouldn't really need an urease inhibitor if you can do that irrigation to incorporate this fertilizer. So I believe that this is very important if you have a no-till system where you don't really, you cannot incorporate that fertilizer either by tillage or rainfall. And, you know, it's just weather uncertainty. You never really know if that product is going to pay out or not until you see what happens after you applied. So if you have a dry condition after that, the likelihood of that paying off is higher than if you have wetter conditions. And it's hard to predict that. So it's more of a safety measure when you decide to go with those products.
Okay, let's thank our speaker one more time.